We'll talk about Apple's iDog and iPony show later today. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. What will an Apple device that you can wear look like? New Apple mobile payment systems, healthcare software, home automation. These are some of the questions that are supposed to get answered today now that the Cupertino, California company has drawn the attention of the world's media for its product launch event in a few hours. As for the health of the company behind today's planned razzmatazz, Adam Leshinsky covers Silicon Valley for Fortune and is author of the book Inside Apple. Morning, Adam.
Good morning, David.
All right, bigger screens, maybe wearables. Apple will end the speculation later today. We'll wait for the dog and pony show for that. But I wanted to ask you, how's Apple doing going into this extravaganza?
Apple actually is doing exceedingly well these days. Their balance sheet is strong. They have something like $38 billion in cash. Their stock is at or near all-time highs, and they are selling a lot of iPhones, more than 200 million in the last six quarters.
I mean, one hiccup, if you want to call it that, in the last week, I assume Apple officials will have to address the security of their phones and Apple's iCloud remote storage system after malefactors get into some celebrity account.
Well, you never know what Apple will discuss and won't discuss. They're very good at talking about what they want to talk about, and they've already addressed the security concern, essentially saying, hey, it wasn't really our fault, but... So that may come up, but understand that when Apple does a big event, they control the conversation.
The iPhone, for instance, is still a fashion accessory. I see it starring in movies. It's on fashion runways. But for investors, a key question is, when does the cool end for Apple? They're cool today, and they keep at it, but at some point there must be an inflection point.
The coolness factor for Apple actually is a fascinating arc in that 15 years ago, Apple was extremely cool, but only to a relatively small group of people. Then Apple became cool for nearly everybody on the planet. Everybody you know had at least one Apple product. If they stayed as cool as they are, that would obviously be a great investor story. If they became a little bit less cool, but were just as successful, I think they could still be a great investor story.
Adam Leshinsky writes on Silicon Valley and Beyond for Fortune magazine. He's also author of the book Inside Apple, How America's Most Admired and Secretive Company Really Works. Adam, thank you.
Thank you, David.
Now to West Africa, where a rapper is part of a debate over economic policy. The latest hit by one of Africa's biggest rap artists, Sarkodie, criticizes the president of Ghana for mismanaging the economy. Ghana had become one of the continent's shining lights in recent years, but now the economy has soured, with its currency down by about a third against the dollar this year. Ghana has reached out to the International Monetary Fund for help. As the BBC's business correspondent Russell Padmore reports for us, foreign investors are also concerned about the economic crisis, which Sarkodie, the rapper, emphasizes is hitting poor people hard.
Rappers claim to be in touch with the mood of ordinary people.
The nation is full of surprises, missing that we still live in crisis.
Ghana's financial crisis has provoked a protest song from the musician Sarkodie. Inflation highlights surging prices in the shops, constant shortages of electricity, and corruption in government.
The situation back in Ghana is crazy, like the dollar rates and the prices of like stuff in Ghana, from fuel, petrol, to even common sugar. It's crazy. Even me, I felt it.
Foreign investors are losing faith in the government's ability to curb spending to reduce the national debt. And after weeks of denial, President John Dramani Mahama finally called the International Monetary Fund in Washington for help. Nevertheless, he's upbeat about the country's economy.
We are carrying out a lot of reforms in many sectors. And I think that the thing about change and reform is that it takes a long time, quite a bit of time, for people to see the effects of it. And so in the short term, as captain on the bridge, you can see further. You know that the ship is on course and things will get better.
Ghana is now one of Africa's oil-producing nations, but revenues from that offshore bounty aren't enough to plug the hole in the government's finances. Shilan Shah, the Africa specialist at Capital Economics, says it's deterring foreign investors.
As inflation pressures increase, investors get worried and they're not willing to hold local currency, which exacerbates the currency weakness.
The nation is full of surprises.
Sarkozy's inflation rap is certainly embarrassing the government of Ghana. But the concerns of foreign investors will be eased if the administration cuts spending, reduces its debts and uses funding from the IMF wisely. Expansion of Ghana's fledgling oil industry will bring in much-needed extra revenues. But it's unlikely this rapper will make the fortunes of West Africa's energy sector his next tune. In London, I'm the BBC's Russell Padmore for Marketplace.
And in Spain today, Google kicks off a series of town hall-style public meetings to talk about privacy. An EU high court had ordered the company to remove search links about people that are irrelevant, no longer relevant, or inadequate. What that means may be one of the great questions of our time. The meetings, which start in Madrid and will travel across Europe, are designed to get input on where to draw the line between a person's right to privacy and the public's right to know. Meanwhile, there's word this week that antitrust regulators in Brussels are demanding new concessions from Google amid an ongoing probe into whether the company is abusing the power that comes with having 80% to 90% of the European market. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.